This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much. Whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460, or KTGO, booming the Bakken. Glad to have you along on the program today. We have a lot going on. We are broadcasting live from the Lignite Energy Council's Fall Conference. We're going to chat with Keith Huschke from Precision Machine and Welding in Dickinson here coming up in a little bit, and ask how fun it was to shovel snow this morning. That's right, because they had 3 inches of snow in Dickinson. Oof. Yeah, isn't that fun? And I saw a few hay bales between Jamestown and Sterling that were covered with a coat of snow. There wasn't 3 inches out there, but there was more than a dusting that was there. So that was pretty cool. It depends on your perspective. Look nice on a hay bale, but it's not very cool. It's too cold, actually. We're also going to talk with the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt. Will be here. He's visiting North Dakota again today. Started here yesterday. Texter asked earlier, will the Secretary of Interior be meeting with any Native Americans, or is he just meeting with Trump supporters? I don't know the answer to that question. I know he's meeting with a lot of people. No question about that. So. But the Trump supporter thing is a little snarky. Yesterday, nobody was asked whether they're a Trump supporter or not, as they were around the table, farmers that had been impacted from easement, I'll call it abuse, by the Fish and Wildlife Service. I don't get the Fish and Wildlife Service. I really don't. When I say I don't get them, I understand that we have a charge and we have a need to protect some endangered species and whatnot, but when you start worrying about sage grouse, has anybody even seen a sage grouse? Do they like exist? You know, I've heard stories that we're now taking them from Wyoming and putting them here, but we have so many that they go back. I don't know if I have that right or not, but you know, come on, this is sort of ridiculous. It really is. So, like a butterfly or a minnow or whatever, it's ridiculous. We'll ask David Bernhardt about that. Give him a chance to address that. The Secretary of the Interior talked a little bit about the gathering with folks in Hope, North Dakota yesterday, and other things that they'll be dealing with, including the flaring situation, too. So that's coming up here in a little bit. Right now, however, have we got Michelle on the phone? Daniel, Todd? Oh, she's connected. Okay, good.
Yes.
Michelle Fischbach is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the 7th District of Minnesota. She'd like to be the one taking on Congressman Collin Peterson, which the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee believes is one of the best opportunities for a pickup in all of America. So, and of course, she's served in the state of North Dakota as a Republican before, so we welcome her back to the program. Michelle, how are you doing?
Oh, really well. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
We're doing a little rally countdown here because we're bringing a bunch of listeners down to the Twin Cities tomorrow, next week, Target Center for the visit of President Trump. And I want to know, from your perspective, what you think about this rally, what you think about the president's time in Minnesota. That's probably going to be well beyond just next week as we head into November of 2020. Talk a little bit about the enthusiasm you're hearing related to this rally.
Oh, we're really excited about having the president in Minnesota. You know, it's a week from today, and you guys are, you just mentioned you're bringing down some buses. I know there's buses from all over the 7th District coming down. They're pretty excited to see the president in Minneapolis, and I think it will be one of at least a few trips he probably makes to Minnesota over the next election cycle. And, We think that there's a real chance for him to win Minnesota this year, and so we're real excited about having him here and sharing his message with all of Minnesotans.
In my mind, there's two kinds of Republicans. There's the Republicans that see Donald Trump as a disruptor that is doing things very different. And if you back away from sort of all of the drama, you see agenda item after agenda item that we fought for a long time happening. You see regulations going the right way, that incredible tax package. And people are, I mean, they're all in, for lack of a better term. They're all in for Trump because he is getting things done. And then there's a group that I think see the success but are cautious about it, worried about it, you know, kind of tepid in their support, even at a time now when Democrats are trying to bring him down. Which camp are you in?
I believe he has said what he is going to do, and he has done it. And I am excited about that, that you are absolutely right. He is getting things done. He is moving America forward. And I am excited about his presidency, and I'm excited about his reelection, because we're going to have another 4 years of moving the economy, moving things forward.
Was the last go-around with Trump on the ballot in Minnesota in 2016, where he came within 1 point, you know, whatever percent of beating Hillary Clinton in Minnesota, which would have been momentous, very, very close, but didn't quite get it done. Was that an example of Hillary just sort of, you know, not enthusing Minnesota Democrats, and Donald Trump sort of winning by default, nearly, almost? Or is there something in the air with Donald Trump's success in Minnesota?
I think there's something in the air. I think that Donald Trump made his case, and just to see him come that close, you know, 3.5 years ago or 3 years ago, you know, was exciting. And I think it meant something. I think it said something about Minnesotans who were excited about the Trump presidency. And I believe we are going to do it this year and flip Minnesota.
And the president, obviously, will talk about some of the issues when he is at the rally next week. I would imagine USMCA has to be right up there. You have an opponent you're hoping to take on, Colin Peterson, in the election next year, who is supportive of USMCA, wants a vote, and, you know, is more on the Trump side than she is, than he is, rather, on the Pelosi side. Do you think, I mean, do you buy that? Do you think, okay, you know, Colin deserves a pass because he's in favor of this and it just isn't done and that's not his fault? I mean, that's sort of their argument, I guess. Is that, you buying that?
You know, though, he voted for Nancy Pelosi. He supports Nancy Pelosi. He supports her radical liberal agenda. And she is stopping USMCA. And he should be telling her this has to be on the floor now, because this is going to help. This is going to help Western Minnesota. This is going to help farmers. And, you know, President Trump negotiated it, but Nancy Pelosi won't bring it to the floor, and we need to get it passed. And I don't think that necessarily Congressman Peterson gets a pass on this, because he should be pushing harder for this instead of sitting there, you know, having votes on whether or not the impeachment proceeding should proceed forward.
Yesterday in the press conference, Nancy Pelosi spent more time talking about, you know, USMCA, prescription drugs, and some other policy priorities than she did talking about what the press conference was about, and that was impeachment inquiry proceedings for the president. I took that as a good sign that they're a little bit worried. Do you think this latest circus is helping or hurting Democrats?
I think it's absolutely hurting them. I think it is hurting them, and maybe they're finally catching on that this impeachment is baseless. And the American people would rather have them working on the issues. They want to see them working on issues that are important to citizens, and that includes USMCA, that includes immigration, that includes securing the borders. And those are the things they are not focusing on. They are focusing on this impeachment, and so maybe they are catching on that this is baseless and they should move on and do some real work.
What are you planning for rally day next week? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to go down there. I bet you we'll be standing in line, because it'll probably be a full house. So, but I'm excited about seeing the president in Minnesota. So we'll be down there.
Texter says Colin Peterson should tell Nancy Pelosi if she doesn't bring it to a vote in October, he's switching parties. That's what Brad says. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. They need to get that on the floor. It's been languishing, and Nancy Pelosi needs to get it on the floor and make sure it passes. It's an important piece of legislation.
Thanks, Michelle. Good to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and maybe we'll see you at the rally.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Rally countdown is on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be there. And if you haven't got a seat yet on the bus, that's the easy way to go. Hotel rooms downtown of Minneapolis, two blocks from the Target Center. Bus ride down there. Go down Wednesday afternoon. Come back after the rally Thursday night. Can you imagine how fun that will be? And I'll be doing the show, What's on Your Mind, from the bus. Call 952-898-3478 and hit zero. If you don't have your ticket yet, go to DonaldJTrump.com. Very easy. And you'll get a barcode sent to your cell phone, and you'll have that for your ticket to get in. So do that, too. We don't do that for you. You need to get your own ticket. And obviously, a ticket doesn't guarantee you entrance in. That's why we're going down there Wednesday night, so we can get up early enough. You can decide when you want to do that. I'm going to go there at 6 a.m. That's right. I'm going to do the show in line. Todd, that'll be a first. I'll be doing the show in line. How about that? You know, I've never done that before. Standing. I guess I did one time during one of the events in Washington, D.C. I remember roaming around with the microphone talking to folks. I remember doing an interview with Senator Hoban. I think we were there with a bunch of kids from North Dakota for the March for Life, as I recall. So it can be done. We can do, walk and talk. I'll give it a try. Texas says, darn, she did it again. The House has not had a vote on impeachment. The House has not had a vote on impeachment. Did somebody say they did?
Nancy it has, but...
Pardon me?
If he has Nancy Pelosi, it has.
Yeah.
Or AOC, or...
Exactly. Come on. More coming up. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's on Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it.
There's something new that just happened. The president evidently is called on Russia to investigate the Bidens. I think he's going to drive him crazy. I don't know if that was on tape yet or not, Todd, or if that's just something that was said or tweeted. But if you could find that, that'd be a good one to play, too. Oh, my gosh. All right. What's on your mind, folks? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. Studio. At whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or text me, 701-367-2054. Anything on your mind, let me know. Here's a texter says, so, Scott, if you're expecting a big crowd, why not U.S. Bank Stadium? You know, it is amazing to me the level of cynicism that is out there among some folks. Some folks would say, why don't you quit talking about abortion? Why don't you talk about the sex scandal on the board in the Catholic Church? Now, I mean, okay, first of all, two separate things. But if we had to pick which one deserves the most sunshine at this point in time where we find ourselves, I'd say 60 million children No opportunity for life for 60 million children, thanks to a law that says it's okay to kill a child in a mother's womb, would trump the bad decision of some human beings in charged with shepherding a church. It's not, I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying, come on. I'd also ask you this question. You know, if you believe there's a devil, as I do, right? A devil and fallen angels constantly trying to pull people into the web, right? That's what they want. And you are trying to get people to turn against faith. What would you do? Think you'd get your grips on some weak individuals who would abuse a child. And do it as a person of the cloth. It is wrong beyond words for any adult to do that. I mean, it's just, it goes without saying, right? It's a no-brainer. But to suggest that it erases how many years of a church built on a rock. Jesus to Peter, right? I mean, it's crazy. It's just, it's so easy to get sucked into it. Is that making any sense? I hope it's making sense. But many of you are upset about this, and I'm not going to go to all of these comments, but I hopefully am just generally doing that. Okay, texter says, I was under the understanding that John Kerry funneled a bunch of federal money to his daughter's nonprofit. I'd like Trump to have A.G. Barr look into that. Well, John Kerry's stepson was partners with Hunter Biden. Do you know that? This audience probably does, but a lot of people don't. I guess I should answer the U.S. Bank Stadium. Look, the Target Center is a big venue. And trust me on this one thing. What happens with Secret Service and, all the logistics that go behind a rally, they don't want a big place. That's very challenging for them to do what they do. The president keeps pushing the envelope. He tried to do it in North Dakota. His rally here was at Shields Arena. And as soon as he was landing, he found out how many people were waiting, and he said, why aren't we in the Fargo Dome? That's what he said. Next time we're doing the Fargo Dome. See, he likes it big, but anyway.
Maybe it'll end up at U.S. Bank, but then who knows what the schedule is over there. Maybe there's already, no way that they can fit it in, depending on what else is going on.
Yeah. Hi, can you tell your ad execs at iHeartRadio that we're tired of hearing about Karen's troubles in the bedroom and men having to get up at night to pee? I turn the volume off or switch the station when those ads come on. Much rather hear local business ads, but I love your show.
We're tired of having to get up and pee, but
no,
apparently that advertising is working well because they keep buying more of it. So that's tip of the hat to this particular audience.
But that is not a local ad. That is an ad that is placed as part of the larger iHeartMedia network. So Todd can't say, we're not going to run those because our listeners don't like him. That doesn't have that option. Correct, Todd?
Right.
So you can't take it out of the
way. Not a luxury. We can't discriminate. Oh, you know, I mean, obviously, there is a line, but that one hasn't quite crossed it. Maybe walking up to it, but we can't, you know, tell people, nope, you can't advertise here.
Just got a text from a listener with a photo of a semi, which has a pretty good-sized coating of snow on it, and it's at XWA, the new Williston Airport. We will be tomorrow on the program. Traveling man. Doing lots of traveling. Looking forward to it, too. Where are we going next? We're going to be in Williston tomorrow, and then next week at the BSC, National Energy Center of Excellence for the Great Plains and Power Energy Conference. We'll be in Williston on the 18th for the Ports to Plains Conference. I'm going to be at KFYR Studios in Bismarck on the 23rd. Todd must have something up his sleeve there.
I'll have to wear pants that day. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
On the 25th, our own Steve Hallstrom is going to host for me, but we're going to be at Pucklich Buick GMC. And that'll be Chevy Buick GMC. And that'll be in Valley City for a big event, really neat event there. On the 25th, and then live at the Main Street Summit for Main Street, North Dakota, the initiative of Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. That'll be in Bismarck the 29th, 30th, and 31st. They have some great guests coming for that, so that's going to be good. Bill O'Reilly coming up on the program, too. Michelle Malkin in coming days. I just got Bill's new book. It's called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. And he has a TikTok word-by-word transcript of an interview in here that he did with President Trump for this book. Pretty fascinating. So be listening for our friend Bill O'Reilly coming up, too, in the coming days. Another texter says, speaking of books, The Paradigm was a great book. Enjoyed it. I believe we recommended it here on the program. A listener did, anyway. Another texter says, Schwann must be the real deal. No quacks. Is that the real deal, Todd?
Yes.
Yes, exactly right. Bottom line, are the Republicans in the Senate and the House for or against Donald Trump? The Democrats are clear on where they stand. Republicans are not. Gotta fight, folks. Gotta fight. Reminds me, I didn't give you the telephone numbers yesterday that I promised I would. Thought of it after the show, but I'll do that when we come back from the break here. So, telephone numbers for Republicans in our listening audience that you can call. Texter says, it's going to be crying time again for the Dems. Can you imagine what's going to happen between now and election? I think we're just seeing the tip of what the Democrats are capable of doing. They've decided they can't win. That is absolutely the bottom line. And many of you, I've asked the question earlier, does this help or hurt the president? You say it helps. I think the Democrats agree with you that it helps them because they keep throwing everything but the kitchen sink at him, hoping it'll catch, and it hasn't yet. Texter says Don Jr. for president in 2024.
Hey.
How about Don Jr., says another. Well, that's a groundswell. We got that going. Between this wet, windy weather. Somebody's got to be. Yeah, I'll finish that when we come back. Come to lunch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A military exercise in Mississippi leaving 22 U.S. Army paratroopers injured. An Army official at Camp Shelby says they don't know what went wrong during that nighttime jump. The good news is none of the injuries are regarded as life-threatening. At least 17 people in America have now died from severe lung illnesses linked to vaping. The CDC says there are also over 800 other lung injury cases tied to vaping, and the Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says,
you do not know what toxins you are vaporizing and putting in your lungs. Listen, as a general health matter, don't put stuff in your lungs. It's not good for you.
First-time claims for jobless benefits last week hit 219,000 approximately, up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Like a great job. Watford City's McKenzie County Public School District is hiring teachers right now. That's right. Elementary school, middle school, high school. They have explosive enrollment growth going up there. Find out more at the district website. Watford City, K through 12. Search that and you'll find it easy. David Bernhardt is the Secretary of Interior. And we've had a busy week with three cabinet secretaries visiting North Dakota. Boy, it's good to be us, that's for sure. Welcome to North Dakota, your first time here?
Actually, I have, but I've never been to Hope before, so this is my first time to Hope.
You got a chance to sit down with some folks here in Hope. Tell me a little bit about what you heard.
Well, you know, it's great. It's great to hear from folks who are working the land, and hear about their experiences interacting with our wonderful employees. And so we had some discussions about how we might provide some clarity to some situations to minimize disagreements, and where a disagreement arises, ensure that there's a way to clarify that through a process with the department. So that's what we're trying to do. We all have the same goals of protecting the environment, providing folks an opportunity to thrive in their communities, and so I feel great that there's a lot of shared commitment to the future, and we are in a situation where we can perhaps provide a little guidance to help the situation.
I happen to think if you had the president along with you today, and he heard the story from Mike Johansson about what he went through, you know, going back all those decades and all the, you know, literally bankrupted the guy, right? I mean, it's just heart-wrenching, and obviously ultimately won in court and got straightened out, but how do we make sure that never happens again?
Well, I think that is, you're absolutely right. We have a president right now who fundamentally believes that the job of the government is to serve the American people, which is in stark contrast to some folks who've believed that the people were there to serve the government. And so the reality is that this president expects us to deliver common sense solutions to real problems, to real people, and that is our primary mission at the Department of the Interior. And so we hope that there's clarity and that we don't find ourselves in a situation like that, because we got a guy who is leading the government that feels fundamentally that our number one job is to provide better service to the American people, not the other way around.
How many employees do you have in the Department of Interior?
Right now we have great employees, and we have right around 69,000 employees.
So you hear what you hear today. from Mike Johansson and the others, concerns over, you know, easements and relations with landowners and everything else. How do you, I mean, is it like moving the Titanic? Is it just incremental change? Or do, can you go back and say, look, how do we radically reform this? How do we do it completely different?
So the reality is that the Department of the Interior moves at a pretty brisk pace and with dispatch when we want to and need to. And so we'll go back. We've already been looking at these issues. And so part of my trip here was to make sure that I understood the facts. There's a big difference between sitting in an office in D.C. and seeing the facts on the ground. So I needed to see the facts myself, understand exactly what people thought the problems were. And we'll go back and we'll work pretty expeditiously on putting something in place that will minimize these and, to the extent that there are disagreements, provide a pathway for their resolution.
You mentioned in your comments today that you thought you know, the Fish and Wildlife Service is a good agency doing a good job, but where there's areas for improvement, that you want to make sure that that happens. Talk about, you know, there's a couple of examples that set in my mind. One, a number of years ago during the Obama administration, there were several oil companies that were charged criminally. The leaders of the oil companies charged criminally because Fish and Wildlife Service found 12 birds that had perished. And so now, you know, and really not a lot of details. They're flying around in helicopters, and ultimately it was thrown on a court. It went nowhere, but it was literally a charge from the U.S. Attorney based on the Fish and Wildlife Service's, you know, investigation. You know, similar situation with, you know, law enforcement officers coming to, you know, visit landowners, for instance. You know, something that you heard about today and has been brought up before. Well, I'm going to say this. Those are the ones I remember. You heard some others today. Where do you think they need to change? Knowing what we know factually that has happened before, where should they improve?
Well, again, I'd say the Fish and Wildlife Service has got great people. And there are instances where there have been allegations of selective prosecution or agency overreach. But at the same time, our message to our employees and our messages, our employees understand this, is number one, we want to be good neighbors, and we do. Now, we enforce the law, and we're not going to hold, give measure to bad actors. But we begin with the understanding that everybody is presumed innocent. We have processes to ensure that we act in accord with our views of good neighborship, and we haven't seen a lot of those instances in the last 2.5 years, frankly.
Let's talk a little bit about other part of your job, obviously dealing with federal lands and oil and gas development. A lot of that happens in North Dakota. North Dakota has been given primacy by the EPA to deal with issues related to storage of CO2, for instance. And a lot of people believe on flaring that they have, obviously, a better way to do it. And that, you know, the federal government sort of wants a solution before anything starts. The state government says, go ahead and start, and then give me your solution and implement it, right? Can the federal government learn from North Dakota in other areas? I think there's is there other areas where the state could lead?
Well, I think you're exactly right. We have, for example, with our new flaring rule, we went out and basically said where the states are active and where they have plans, we're going to respect that. And BLM's direction is basically, if you're complying with state law, you know, we understand that. And you know, that's my view. There are some areas where we have less expertise than the states. And we've been very clear throughout our management over the last 2.5 years that we respect state authority. We believe in cooperative federalism. And we will, you know, exercise our discretion in ways that is supportive of that. For example, we recognize that the states really lead in wildlife management, and we work very closely with the states on those issues. So we're believers in cooperative federalism, and that's not going to change while I'm sitting in that chair.
If we had every North Dakota in here, and you could do an instant poll as the Secretary of Interior, and said, you know, what do you think of the idea of holding up a bridge for 5 years because of sage grouse? Or, you know, a butterfly stops development over here. They'd say, you know, 80% of them probably said, that's crazy, right? And yeah, you didn't invent the rules, but you have to enforce them. But is there a level of sort of absurdity now, to the extent that we are really lost common sense when it comes to some of these projects, livelihoods that are disrupted because of literally sage grouse or pick your butterfly, minnow, whatever?
Well, the Congress and has established laws like the Endangered Species Act. And our job is to implement those laws faithfully. And in doing so, we have the ability to say, hey, can we do this job better? And we, as a matter of fact, with endangered species specifically, we just implemented three new regulations that are designed not to change the law, but to say, hey, here's how we can do the measures better. You know, I fundamentally believe that there's lots of things we can do that improve the situation without giving away an inch on environmental on compliance, on environmental enhancement. And that's what we've tried to do, is we've identified areas where it just simply made no sense to do things one way, and said we can achieve our environmental objective without creating unnecessary burdens, unnecessary delay, unnecessary paperwork. And I fundamentally believe that one of the great things about this president is he gives us the flexibility to say, fix this problem in a way that makes sense. And so we're trying to do that across the board, and we'll continue to do so.
Last question. Tell us a little bit about, working for the president, being on his cabinet, being in the middle of the history that's being made right now in a very challenging time, certainly politically in this country. How you see the president handling all that?
Well, I'll tell you what, the president is great. What I would say as somebody who works for him, I at times am disappointed that you don't see on the camera all the time is how willing and happy he is to be doing the work for the American people. And he comes across when you're meeting with him as enthusiastic. He fundamentally believes that we need to comply and meet the purposes and the promises that he made, that those are the priorities of the American people because he was elected. And he is a relentlessly hard worker. He works nonstop. And he's loving the work because he fundamentally believes that he's making the American country better and keeping the promises he had. And that is really something that invigorates people that are working for him. The other thing I'd say is that he gives you a target, says go hit the target. And that's exactly what you want a leader to do, is say hit the target. Interior is a big agency. And what we can't do is go one way one day and turn around and go the next, different way the next, and back forth. He says go accomplish the objective. And so he makes our job very, very easy. And he's great to work for.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming to North Dakota.
Thanks a lot.
The Secretary of Interior, David Barnard, our guest, he actually was today at BSC, made an announcement related to the Theodore Roosevelt project, the partnership. There is a partnership between the state of North Dakota and the Department of Interior on that, and we'll have details on that coming up a little bit. Also, going to get a chance to catch up with him before he leaves North Dakota. He's actually headed to Medora tonight to talk a little bit about his opinion on energy development on federal lands, which, of course, is very important to American energy security. And also, some of these rules we talk about, one of the reasons it's so challenging to fix these things is because the level of staffing at BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, as well as the resources that they have, is you end up, a lot of duplication of resources with the state, with tribes, and so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And, of course, you have a whole host of Democratic candidates that are talking about no drilling on public lands or offshore. You're talking about, no fracking, no coal. I mean, so this is really a sad one as well, that's for sure. 16 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we get a chance to talk to Keith Huska, president of Precision Machine and Welding. I have the numbers for you for the congressional delegation, as well as the telephone number somebody wants, again, nice and slow, to sign up for that rally. Bus, hotel accommodations, $2.99 a person. Great deal next week to go see Donald Trump at Target Center.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Put down, we got the date, Thursday, November 7th. Another active military veterans appreciation event will be going on to the Bismarck Mandan Elks Lodge. Tickets and more info will be coming up real soon. Meanwhile, the 2020s are rolling in, so the 2019s have to go. Check out the savings you can get. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Grab those pens, keep them handy. Now, nice and slow, here's the telephone number to call and get info related to our trip to the Trump rally next Thursday. We actually leave Wednesday. Overnight, two blocks from the Target Center, nice hotel, Hampton Inn. Then Thursday morning, get up. You decide when. Get in line when you want. Events, of course, at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Here's the telephone number.
if you'd like to join us for $299 a person based on double occupancy. That includes your bus, transportation, and hotel. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. And you just hit the zero when you get through. Space is limited. We have hotel rooms close to the Target Center. Those are hard to get. Bus transportation to make everything so easy for you. So don't waste any time. Keith Hushka is with us, the president of Precision Machine and Welding in Dickinson's. We're live from the Lignite Energy Council's fall conference in Bismarck. Keith, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Congratulations on receiving an award today from the Contractor Supplier of the Year for outstanding customer service to the Lignite industry.
That's a very big honor.
That is really something. Now, I understand you're thinking about maybe retiring a little bit or slowing down a little bit.
I'm moving my employees into owners, and at some point I will back away, and they'll be transitioning to ownership, and then there'll be a second round of it down the road, and it should be good for another 30 years.
And you're gifting this to your employees.
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's mighty generous. Tell us why you did that.
A lot of them been there 20, 30 years, and who better deserves it than the employees that helped me build it?
That's amazing. You did what you do for the oil industry during the oil boom. You were a youngster, right?
Yes, I started very young. Started in 1980. We transitioned into oil field to begin with, and we still are heavy in the oil field. Went into coal mining. We build parts, repair parts, and service the mining industry as well as the coal industry. Recently, we've gotten heavily involved into CNC, computerized equipment. So we've got quite a fleet of equipment, and we're building specialized tools. Most of them are going into the oil industry for enhancement of oil.
Now, I understand one of the things that you make is the long ripper shanks. Now, what is a ripper shank?
A ripper shank is used in North Dakota to tear up the coal seams after they've been uncovered. They break them into pieces, and they load them up into the trucks, and the rest is history, going to the power plant, turning electricity.
So is that an invention?
No.
Are you crafting a better way to do it?
We just get a different grade of material and experimented with it and found out how to make it work and do some heat treating, some customized heat treating, and we do some cryogenics. We do a little different things than some of the other shops do.
So when you were transitioning from the oil industry after the, slow down in the 80s, you say, hey, there's a coal industry. I want to stay here in North Dakota. Let me go find out what I can do for these guys. Do you literally come look what they use and find a way to do it better, or how do you break into the business?
I think you got it pretty close right there. That's how it came about. There's a large variety of manufactured equipment, and they all have parts that wear out. Some are rebuildable. Some just don't get rebuilt. We found a niche in duplicating or modifying some of the stuff that broke too fast or wore out too soon. The use of a grade of material called Astroloy, which is we're a distributor of. It's a heat-treatable grade. We do the heat treating right there in Dickinson. So we've kind of tweaked the uses of that material for its best, and we produce an awful lot of parts, drag line pins that hold the buckets and shovels together, and many of the other moving parts that haul coal or rip coal. Ripper shanks are just one example. It seemed to be an interesting fact, and we make them long enough to be able to go through the seams of coal at 16 feet plus, and they've been successful.
Is that a thrill for you to say, okay, I see how they're doing it now. I think we can do it a little bit better. Let's put our heads together here, come up with something, actually put it in the field, see it work. What does that feel like?
It's exciting, yes. It's been done and accomplished and been successful at it for almost 40 years.
What's your favorite story from those 40 years?
Well, I have to say today is one of the high points of receiving an award and acknowledgement from people in the mining industry to tell me that I've done a good job for them.
That's a good feeling, isn't it? It doesn't happen every day.
It certainly doesn't.
That's really something. It is. How about the big pins that hold the cables in place on those drag lines? I mean, folks, if you've not seen a drag line, you can't even about comprehend how big these things are. And they're not as big from the highway as they are when you're next to them. Trust me.
No, they're not. They dwarf you in size to your imagination. We build a variety of pins from 3-4-inch diameter to 9-10-inch diameter, and they all have an acting part in making the movements of buckets that take the overburden off the coal, to shovels that load the coal, to other parts that service the transportation of coal, including in a lot of parts that are involved with crushing the coal. So there's many entities within a coal mine, and we're busy with all of them.
That is really interesting. Keith, congratulations again on the award for the Contractor Supplier of the Year, and also on all the success at Precision Machine and Welding in Dickinson. And good luck to you when you do decide to slow down a tad.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Congratulations. All right. I was supposed to give the numbers, and I don't see. Oh, here they are. I'll give you one. How about that? Senator Hovind's Fargo number, Fargo office, 701-239-5389. Senator Kramer's in Bismarck, 699-7020. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.